این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Hajj. In one of his speeches, he mentioned that during the Hajj ritual that you perform at Safa and Marwa, search sincerely and heartily and find the beloved for by finding him all worldly knitted yarns of attachment will be torn away, all doubts and suspicious as well as all beastly fears and hopes shall fade away. In this part of his speech, obviously, he's talking about the rituals that we perform at Safa and Marwa. And you know that Safa and Marwa, these are two mountains where the mother of Prophet Ismail, she ran between these two mountains. She was climbing to one and the other one in the search of water, where she had her son over there, and he was crying for the water. He was thirsty. And therefore, when he touched the land, when he was crying, he was moving his legs. From underneath his legs, the water of Zamzam, it started to flow out from there. So therefore, we have this Zamzam as a miracle. Now, what does this show? This shows that a mother wasn't just only running from one place to another for her baby, rather it was a prophet. And Allah showed that when prophet, even when he is a child, and a mother through her motherly love struggles and seeks help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she just does not sit at one place and prays for something. Rather, she runs, she struggles from one place to another. And these are two mountains, obviously. Running, she was climbing one and the other one. In order to search the water, there Allah helped her because of her struggle.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
What Imam Khomeini is also saying, that we need to search sincerely and heartily, that what we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we sincerely struggle for what we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives us. And this should not be only about the worldly matters. It should be in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mother, the duty of mother is to save her child. This is an obligation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she struggled for what Allah has made an obligation upon her. She struggled so that Allah be pleased that she has saved her son, and therefore Allah has helped her. This teaches us that in our daily life, whatever we do for our family, if it is through the halal means, if it is with the struggling in the path of Allah, Allah helps us and we can get to the beloved Allah, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Hey.
Every night and every day.
Every night and every day. Never forget to say, La ilaha.